The public interest group Wisberg has looked at federal data that shows total vehicle miles traveled down from the year 2004. That's even with more people on the road. Wisberg director Bruce Spate says over time, a significant change is taking place.
The proof is in the pudding. We are driving less, and we're using transit, bike, pedestrian infrastructure, and the new technologies that enable the usage of those much more.
Spate says that especially seems true for the so-called millennial generation, those people born after 1980. Spate says one example of the newer technology is a smartphone application in Madison called Bus Radar, where people can find out the location of the Metro bus they want to catch. Metro spokesperson Mick Roosh credits Bus Radar and another app called Mobile UW for boosting ridership.
It's taken a lot of the apprehension out of riding the bus, where you know your bus is coming. It's especially helpful if there's some poor weather out there.
Roosh says the system is not mistake-free, but he says more bus stops will soon have scannable information on the location of a bus. At the same time that pockets of the state are seeing more transportation alternatives, the state DOT held a meeting yesterday on the massive Zoo Interchange reconstruction project near Milwaukee, and the DOT promoted that the redo of I-94 between Milwaukee and Kenosha is only costing an estimated $1.65 billion instead of $1.9 billion. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.